As of last Thursday, there were some restrictions on the movement of people through the Balkan countries. So they allow only Syrians, Afghans and Iraqis to cross. And as a result, the rest of the nationalities, including Iranians, people from Bangladesh, Pakistan, also from African countries, are stranded here in Idomeni. Idomeni is called the village which is situated very close to the Greek-Macedonian border. And as of Thursday, there have been a few hundred people protesting about the closure of the border. Right now, I'm in Idomeni, and there are some 900, 1,000 people. They are not all protesting at the borderline. They are just 200 of them actually being at the borderline, protesting peacefully for the most part. Some people have sewn their lips in protest, and they say they are on hunger strike. And it is a difficult situation given that a few days ago, I mean, everybody was practically allowed to cross and now there are these restrictions. So people feel frustrated, they feel tired, they fear of what will happen. They are angry also, some of them. During the last 48 hours, there have been 3-4 buses that have left to Athens. So some people have actually decided to move from here and go to Athens. Our UNHCR teams are on the ground providing information to the people as to the situation. They inform them about their right to apply for asylum in Greece should they fear persecution back in their country of origin. They inform them about the services that are provided here in the transit site, where they can find a place where they can rest, because here at Idomeni there are also several humanitarian organizations providing basic assistance to the persons who are here. And there are also some big tents, wrap halls that can accommodate people for the night.
Is it legal to divide people on the ground of nationality?
It's not logical. It has no basis. It has no basis. It has no legal basis. It has no humanitarian basis. It's also very dangerous for the security of these people because winter is coming. So we really don't want to see people stranded on the border under very, very harsh conditions. So far, the weather here in Idomeni has been good. I mean, the temperatures are relatively okay. No cold, no rain. But this is not going to last. Winter is very close, and we are very, very worried as to the humanitarian situation of the people who might be stranded here at the border.